business. You've become very hypocritical in your nature. If you don't back your imam, wherever he is, then you are not backing Imam Wadi Fatih Muhammad. And I want you to know this, that you are nothing but a snake. Once you have the knowledge, you're nothing but a snake. If you're sincere and you're blinded, inshallah, Allah will bring you into existence to realize what is being said. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we must support our leader here. It's no sense in us jumping all over Korea Coast Town, supporting Imam Wadi Fatih Muhammad, and you give this Imam in your area no respect. It's a terrible thing, brothers and sisters, because you know what that means? From Wadi Fatih Muhammad, there's a connection, there's an umbilical cord. If I can give that allegory, there's a law sees him, and Allah has blessed that man, Imam Wadi Fatih Muhammad. We need him. If we lost him today, unless Allah saw mercy to give us another man like him, we would be lost. How do I know? Because look at the rest of the Muslim world. In America and overseas, they're lost. Their Qurans have become gospel pieces. And all they do is read the Bible and go back in their cubby holes. Brothers and sisters, that umbilical cord is being fed throughout this country, throughout this region. And when it comes to these imams and our regional imams, if we omit him and look towards our leader, we are only aborting our own development. I'm putting it out there now so that you can't use any excuses, no more. No more excuses, brothers and sisters. No more excuses that I'm with the chief. And this imam I got here, well, I don't know, you know? And the subtleties and the innuendos and that sort of thing. You are aborting your own development if you're a sincere believer. Right. In your own ignorance. Or you might be a devil. Right. This is a time that we really need to be together, brothers and sisters. This is the most ripe time for the rise of Islam in America. The most ripe time that we can take advantages. Where everything is going down with our optimism, with our reality, with our book, with our leadership, we can make it and be a ray and hope for the rest of the people in this country. But we cannot do it by being fragmented and not following our local leadership. And our local leadership is Imam Ali Rashid. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I pledge. My life and my death is all for Allah, and I support whatever leadership is before me. And our leader made it very clear that do you support weak leadership? He says yes. Even though it's weak, support it and make it strong. Well, I'm saying to you that we do not have weak leadership. That is not even the case here. We have strong leadership. And I'm telling you that if I was in a battle, and I am, I want to be with this man. If I'm in a battle, and I am, I want to be with these men. Because I've seen this commando on the field. He takes care of business. And we can fuss and argue, but we take care of business. And we cry and we fight, but we get back together. We are together, brothers and sisters. This is no drive. This is the real thing now, brothers and sisters. Imam Farad, are we together with Imam Rashid? Imam Tariq, are we together with Imam Rashid? These are two imams that take care of the prisons. That are from the Bronx. We want to let you know that we're with this man. This is no jive. And I know time is going on, and I'm wasting perhaps in your mind time, but I think it's necessary for us to say what we're saying. We are not jiving this trip, brothers and sisters. As our leader says here, 0900, straight ahead. We're moving. And if you ain't right, brother, we'll roll on top of you. We will deal with you, whether it's through the truth, through the hand, through the death, through life, whatever it is, brothers and sisters. If you're a snake in this rank, you will be dealt with. We won't let any Farrakhan Knights, any people who are worshiping a white man, Farad Muhammad, calling themselves black nationalists, think that they can intercede in this great development that after men and women have given their lives over the years. alive. If you're not, sit down. Stand up. Stand up.
Divided, and we will not permit anyone to provide. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. With the name of Allah, most compassionate, most merciful, the beneficent, the beneficent, the God that gives all good, nourishes us in every way, a God who has the power and the will to nourish us and guide us into all truth, a God who is perfect in all his deeds and actions, a God who has manifest in this life all the signs that lead man to his highest ideals. The Rabbi Alameen, a God whose name and attributes in creation guards and protects itself, guards and protects the creation, and guards and protects the truth that God has given to us. And God evolves that truth into a greater and a higher life to pure, perfect understanding. The perfection that we attain, that we would like to attain, that seems to elude us and seem like so far away from us as human beings, is very close to us and is attainable. It is not something that you attain in shape or form or size or look. It is not the quality of your clothes. It is not the texture of the skin. It is not the shape of your head. It does not matter whether you have wrinkles in it or not, whether your skin is smooth or wrinkled. It is, though, the purity that we see God in his pure light, that there is no God but Allah. And our niyyah to him can be purified. Our intentions to Allah can be purified. Our will to serve Allah can be perfect. And that is the perfection that man must seek. A clear deity in Almighty God Allah, that there is no God besides him. He begets not, nor is he begotten. And who is the most clear exponent of this truth? It is the seal of the prophet. Prophets in all, sealed up with one who is recent in our history, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Though we may not know the rest of them, know that they walk like Prophet Muhammad walked. Though we may not know the names of all the others before him, know that they strove and they strive to establish the purity of the one God in humanity. Know that we have not been able to see all of the works and good deeds of all the other people before us. We have not been able to see all the struggles of people before us. We can see it all as we look into the history of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the sunnah path. Walk his path and you walk the path of the Prophet. Walk his path, and you walk with the struggling people of this universe. Walk his path, and you will be able to knock down the idolaters, the polytheists, those racists who will not accept the leadership of a raven-haired black man. Those racists that cannot take a slave over a free man. In other words, a people who refuse to abolish slavery and love to establish slavery, thus setting up a caste system to be ever involved in the working of the greed that they expect to espouse for themselves and their own families. They want to be worshipped as gods. They want to serve as gods. And if men won't bow to their will, then they force them to bow. And when they can't force them to bow, then they become devils. Then they trick them into submission. This is why we have Imam Wasim Muhammad today, because the obvious bloody hand of this monarch of slavery, this obviously bloody hand of this monarch of racism, this obvious, twisted, Jacobite mind that tends with his cunning, sly, slimy, snake-like maneuvering, has caused practically the whole world to worship him while they know not. They have a devil for a companion while they know not. And that companion, the devil, is leading them into destruction, leading them so far afield that any little racist from any country, from any community, from even within, out of our own ranks, can pop up and lead us into chaos and confusion and even murder. Not leading us to Allah, because all we got to do is stay on the sunnah path of Prophet Muhammad. Then how can we get confused by a Farrakhan? How can we get confused by a Jacobite mentality? He's evolved past being an obvious wicked person. He's gone past his simple subtleties. Now he's a profound plan, a scientific scheme of oppression. I'm not going to show you the gun that shoots you now. I'm not going to set up armies where you can obviously see this. It's not going to be where you can see the physical might that we have to destroy you. No, we're going to play with things that you don't even know. We're going into your subconscious mind. We're going to talk to you when you sleep. We're going to bypass your conscious screen of consciousness and hit into your subconscious and program you in a way that whenever you hear, like a dog with Freudian did with the bell, the dog had to hit a bell. See, the dog hit a bell, and he jumped up and he run to his little cabinet when he hit a bell. The Freudian theory, ring the bell on this fool. Condition him to the bell. Play with his subconscious. Pretty soon he'll be so conditioned to the bell that even when we don't have no food for him, even when we don't have no clothes for him, even when we don't have no job for him, even when we don't have no place for him to live in the city, even where we have no place in our society for him, when we ring the bell, he will still run to the trough looking for some food. Knowing that if he's a free man, if he's a free dog, he don't have to answer the bell. He can break out into the woods and get it and capture it for himself. But he's conditioned to the bell. Look how dependent he is. The dog has no will of his own now. Freud took his will. So now he's got to wait for another man to think about his time to ring the bell so he can eat. If that man died, that dog would sit in that cage and die. Even though the back door is open, he will sit there waiting for the bell to ring. Brothers and sisters of the region, I'm not going to speak long, inshallah. I know that it is very warm and it's been a long day. I'd like first to acknowledge all of those who have had the good conscience to tune in and hook in with us in the region. I would like personally to thank the imams that are here on this rostrum with us today who have joined us in this unity meeting. Imam Siraj, Imam Haq, Imam Shabazz. These are men who command great cities themselves. These are the leaders in these areas. These men are responsible for gearing, bringing us into a formidable kind of protracted offensive against those who have already attacked us with the most serious aggression. It is not now that we take the theme that a Muslim must wait until he is attacked before he's moved. We have to know now that we have already been attacked. You have to get this into your mind now before we die from lying in the street bleeding to death, that we have already been attacked in the most serious way. There is no attack worse than a head attack. idol of all artists. A man is not even declared dead until his mind quit giving off impulses to the rest of his body. The heart even moves with its cardiac muscle for a response from the brain or the nervous system. The arms and legs, nothing can move if this mind loses its power to emit to the body signals to move. We have been attacked in the most serious of all ways. These imams, like generals in the field, must bring their people, our people, the Muslims, from their areas, to a level of understanding that they would be willing to make the sacrifices for an aggressor who has long since have run all over this earth and now is just trying to destroy the American Muslim mission. Specifically to you, if we could not hear or we could not see what was done to the rest of the world over the years, then Allah brings it home to you, right to your very soul. If you cannot see the attack that was done on the other Muslim countries and other Muslims around the world, then Allah brings it so personal, He brings it into your house of your own body. And He makes sure that you feel the attack of the aggressor. That you can't say now, I don't want to go across the street and help that brother, I'm in a hurry, I can't stop even if this person is under stress. Allah calls all of us to be under duress and stress because it is a trial for us. It says it's hard trials are necessary to establish truth. So He keeps that on us so we won't go to sleep. Let me make this plain. We in the American Muslim mission, we the Muslims here in North America, we the followers of Imam Waruthuddin Muhammad, who is, without question, the Mujaddid. It is He, without question, who is the one who is causing a great revival shift in this country. It is He who is the most talked about individual leader, Islamic leader, in America and overseas. It is He that has brought about the great coming around into the Sunnah path of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is He who has brought us out of an ignorant state of no understanding of the real Islamic way of life and has step by step began to nurture us as a child is nurtured to the path of understanding so that we can stand up and walk down the path, follow in the footsteps that lead to subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking the light that was given to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and take that light and use the wisdom of Prophet Muhammad in his life and his struggle as Allah gave it to him and follow him to a victory. Now, what is the victory? Because this will begin our text. What is the victory? What is that we are to accomplish? Are we to accomplish blood victories over others? No. Are we to come to some kind of bigotry to where we feel as though we are better than others? No. Are we trying to establish some kind of race, color, cult over other people? No. How can those who have been a victim to that race, color, cult, now having known full freedom and the power that Allah has given to us, why then will we fall into that weak, cultist mentality? No. We are given freedom. We have been brought, or is being brought, to a level of freedom. Now, what is it for the free man to do? That is the question. What is it for the free man to do? Is it for the free man to wait like the dog was waiting for Freud to ring the bell? Is it for the free man to sit around and let others topple over his head and all he can do is moan and groan, complain, find excuses for not being able to stand up as a human being? Before we had an excuse. Because we were so conditioned that we were not even acting as human beings, we had excuse. But for the Muslim, there is no excuse. For the one who says he believes in Almighty God Allah, and he's walking in the footsteps of a man, Prophet Muhammad, a human being who is besieged with human problems, human conditions, is our excuse. A man who believes and has faith can be successful and be free from the gravity of greediness and racism of this world. But with that freedom, there is a heavy responsibility. To whom much is given, much is expected. If you're not going to have a man walk up to you and feed you, then we have to get about learning how to feed ourselves. If you're not going to wait for someone to do everything for you, write the letter for you, read the letter to you, then you're going to have to learn how to read and write yourself. If you're tired of living in these houses that you can't afford to live in, and some of these architects, some of us are going to have to go to school and learn to build houses that we can't afford to live in. Freedom requires a responsibility. If we are brothers and sisters who complain always about the educational system, then it's time for brothers and sisters to come together and build an education system that we don't have to complain about. That's the free man. If we're going to complain about we don't have the proper family life, and we don't have the proper wife, we don't have the proper husband, we don't have the proper this, we don't have the proper that, and it's about time then that we begin to build the institution of family so it can be the type that you want. Who can we blame now that we are free from the racists? Who can we blame now that we are free from the slave master? Who is it that we hold responsible now for our lack of progress? We're not going to blame it all on Farrakhan. We're not going to blame it all on the Jacobites. Not no Muslim. A true Muslim don't blame it on nobody. A true Muslim looks into his own soul and says, what am I doing to advance this cause of Al-Islam? What am I doing to contribute something to the change for the better? What am I to this great cause? Am I a follower? Am I a backslider? Am I a hypocrite? Am I weak? Am I a disbeliever? What am I? That's how Allah brings it home to you. Because Allah brings it very straight to you. He says you can't stand for anyone else's wrong or sin, meaning only that you have to stand for your own. No one can stand for you in your sin. You have to stand for your own. It means each one of us will be weighed for what we did. Of good. Each one of us will be weighed for what we did to lessen an atom's weight of what we did of evil. We will have to do something to balance the books. We're going to have to do something that will attest to our living as a free man. There's a passage in the Holy Quran and some commentary. I would like to read from that before we can conclude. I'm going to read from this because it is necessary. The worst thing that we can do today is to show cowardice, show weakness, have some flimsy excuse for why we can't stand up as free men and women, Muslims. A Muslim means simply that one who submits his will to the will of Allah. In submitting to the will of Allah, his actions and deeds then, through living, gives us the religion of Al-Islam. That is a description of how Muslims live, in peace with God and with his neighbors and community. A man, though, however, is strong in his faith to the point that he will establish the truth regardless of the consequences. Regardless of how much sacrifice is to be made, he will make the sacrifice when he is attacked. He says a Muslim is not one who plays with an attacker. Since a Muslim cannot attack anyone, he must defend to the death those who attacked on him for his life. There has never been a more vicious attack on a human being than that which would have brought him from his salvation.